Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest, I've got a whole herd here in the studio. We've got three different guests for you. I'm going to run through them. Terry Connerton, the airport director at the Spartanburg Downtown Airport. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for being here. We also have Skeets Cooper and James Stevens. Skeets, you are the South Carolina Aeronautics Commissioner for District 3. Is that right?
That is correct.
Got that correct?
Yes.
And James, you are the Executive Director for the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. We're going to talk about Aviation Week because it's coming up. But first, I'm going to ask the question that I normally do of all my guests, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? Terry, let's start with you. Tell me what your organization does and who you do it for.
I'm the director of the Spartanburg Airport,
right,
here in the upstate. And on the 22nd of August, coming up this in a few weeks, we're going to be hosting an event at the Spartanburg Airport to celebrate Aviation Week. One of the things that we're excited about is actually having the opportunity to talk about the history of the airport. That airport has a lot of history, so people are coming out and enjoy history, looking at what's happened at the airport over the years. The second thing we're going to talk about is obviously the development and the day-to-day business of the airport. We have a situation right now where we're looking at using some opportunity zones to build new hangars at the airport. So we're excited about that and how much business that can be brought in. And then finally, we're also going to be recognizing some of the educational initiatives that's going on in that particular area, especially within the Spartanburg area.
Okay. And I should clarify for the listeners, when you say Spartanburg Airport, I think a lot of people are going to think GSP.
Right.
And that's not what it is.
Nope.
That's the international commercial flights that's leaving and coming and going.
Yep.
This is the downtown airport.
Yep.
Where is it located?
It's on 500 Ammons Road. So the airport's official name is the Spartanburg Downtown Memorial Airport. It's kind of a mouthful, but it's on 500 Ammons Road in Spartanburg.
And lots of these smaller airports, no offense, exist in cities all over the country, frankly, and all over the upstate. Greenville Memorial Airport.
Greenville Downtown
is right in, you know, downtown Greenville, right off 385. If you're headed downtown from the suburbs in Greenville, you're going to pass right by it on 385. Lots of little airports around. Pickens, I'm sure, has one. I know Myrtle Beach. I've flown into that one before with family members. So they're all over the place, and these are places where private pilots can go and fly. Just go do some flying.
I think, James, you correct me if I'm right, but I think there's something like every county in South Carolina has an airport.
So we have
really?
So we have two counties in South Carolina that don't have airports.
Yep.
Do you know which ones off the top?
I do. Calhoun and Cherokee.
Calhoun and Cherokee.
That's
okay.
Right. Uh-huh. But we have 58 publicly owned public use airports across
58.
South Carolina.
58 airports, just publicly owned public use airports across South Carolina. That's fantastic.
It's wonderful.
That's fantastic. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Aviation Week, but first I'm going to get to my other two guests, Skeets Cooper. Now I'm told you're a talker.
Not too much.
Not too much. Okay. Well, let's see if I can get a few words out of you. Tell us what the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission does and what you do for them.
Okay. We represent the 58, 59 airports in the state. We represent them by speaking with the delegation, the legislatures, and so forth.
South Carolina legislatures.
South Carolina legislatures about getting funding to maintain and make the airports grow in different means, by helping them, trying to help them get industry to move in, trying to just different ways on making aviation grow. You know, I represent the 3rd Congressional District, which consists of the Pickens County Airport,
right,
Oconee, Anderson, Lawrence, Greenwood, Saluda, Edgefield, McCormick, and Newberry.
So a big one.
Yes. I tell people I used to play with one airport, which was the Pickens County Airport, and now I play with 9 airports, and I love it. It's a lot of fun to go to these airports, and I suggest and recommend to anybody listening during Aviation Week, which is August the 18th.
We should say, yes.
Yes, which is August the 18th through the 24th.
Okay.
Go to your local airport. Like James said, we've got them in every county but 2, you know, in the state. So go to your local airport, talk to them. There's no greater thrill than learning to fly an airplane. you know, and being able to go out and look at the world in a different perspective. So I encourage the listeners to please go do that.
Yeah.
Because some of the other airports, other than just Spartanburg, that week will be doing different things on different days. That's,
and I was going to mention, I actually found a calendar of some events going on. And no, these are not probably all of them, but there are some, for example, Fairfield County Airport down around Columbia area, not quite as far south as Columbia, but in that direction, is doing something on Monday the 19th. So if you're down there, Conway, Horry County Airport Luncheon on Friday the 23rd. If you happen to be on the coast, maybe you're going to the beach for the weekend, that can be a stop on your way, on your trip. So all over the state, there's organizations that are going to be doing things at various airports. I know Greenville Airport, downtown airport, I don't think they finalized their plans, but they've got something that they said they're doing too. So all over the place, you can go find something to do during Aviation Week.
Right. And I encourage all from the upstate to please come to Spartanburg. It's going to be kind of a little upscale, a little more than some of the others.
We're trying to showcase it, yeah.
They're trying to showcase the Spartanburg. They've done a lot of improvements, right, and a lot of things have happened at Spartanburg in the past few years.
Well, Terry, let's talk about that real quick. What deserves showcasing at the Spartanburg Airport?
Well, the airport was built back in 1927. In fact, Lindbergh actually came.
You guys are coming up on 100 years.
Yeah, so
it's
exactly
the oldest airport in the state.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, his interesting story is that Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic Ocean. And he became world famous.
Right.
And so, when he came back to the United States, he did a tour of the whole U.S. and he went to visit every single state. And the reason he came to Spartanburg in visiting South Carolina, it was the only airport in South Carolina.
The only one.
To land. So he came there, and great for the city. And so we have history going back all that time. We have a lot of history going on as far as Eastern Airlines flew out of there, Piedmont flew out of there, Southern Airlines flew out of there in the 60s. And during the late 60s, a lot of the general aviation, or should I say the commercial aviation, went over to GSP, as we know, is the international airport. So we have all the general aircraft coming in there. Back in 2010 or so, we were able to get a grant from the government to rehabilitate the runway, which is a big deal for us.
Good.
And so there's a lot of money was spent.
Imagine
it's
a big deal for people trying to land there too.
Yeah, the longer the runway, the bigger the planes you can come in. So we actually extended the runway by nearly 1,000 feet. So it's now it's nearly 6,000 feet long now. And also in 2011, we rehabilitated the terminal. So it's been really upgraded to the present day, and it still retains all the history. And we made a big effort to make sure all the old pictures and photographs and history and memorabilia are in the terminal so people can see it when they come in here. So it's a great place to go out and visit your local history.
So again, during Aviation Week, that's coming up on the 22nd, Thursday the 22nd mm-hmm. of August, out at the Spartanburg Downtown Memorial Airport. You said something, Skeets, just a minute ago that really kind of piqued my interest. You said it's easy to learn how to fly.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to wager – not as easy as learning to drive a car, which virtually everybody knows how to do. But I happen to have pilots in my family, and I happen to know – I've also had friends complain about having to get on commercial flights when they want to travel, and I've told them, you know, it's not that hard to get a private pilot's license. That's something you could do.
Yes, and most of the airports in the state either has a flight school
right.
or they have a flight instructor, and I encourage people to go there. I tell my students that really and truly, in some ways, it is easier to fly an airplane than to drive a car.
Okay.
Because you don't have as many people as close to you.
I imagine
going
so.
Going down I-85 at 80 miles an hour, three wide and three in front and three
sure.
behind, you know, you don't have that in aviation.
Well, and South Carolina is notorious, I suppose is the word we should probably use, for traffic deaths.
Yes.
And that's I imagine we're not leading in the nation in airplane deaths.
Don't know where we're at in that.
Fair
but
enough.
It is it's people.
But you know, if
people
we were
won't
number
believe
one.
This, but it's safer to fly than it is to drive. The amount of people moved and transported in aviation compared to the people, the same amount of people percentage wise that drive. It's just astronomical of how many more gets killed. I mean, you know, there's quite a few gets killed every day on the roads in the state of South Carolina. And you very seldom hear of it in aviation.
Yeah.
See, aviation is basically 116 years old, aviation as we know it.
Right.
Although man's wanted to fly as long as man's been living.
Sure.
You know. But the powered flight began in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, in 1903. That's been 116 years. And we have just last month, if I'm not mistaken, celebrated 50 years since man went to the moon.
Walked on the moon. That's right, Apollo 11.
So now that's a big jump from being able to fly, to maintain flight, and going to the moon in 50 years.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this, Terry, as you were talking about the history of Spartanburg Airport and just thinking about it in general, how far we've come from, as you said, Skeets, imagining, you know, flying that people have been doing for centuries, if not millennia, just seeing the birds and things up in the air and wishing that you could do that too. And then we had the Wright Flyer at Kitty Hawk, and now we've got, I mean, it's standard practice to get on a jumbo jet and fly around the world.
Yes.
And we've been to the moon. I mean, it's just amazing how far we've come in that short a time.
Right, right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I teach as well with my flight students, and they said to me, Terry, I want to learn to fly. How hard is it? I get the same question.
Sure.
And I go back to, you know, to Skeets' thing about, you know, 1903, the Wright brothers, the man on the moon. I said, but however, in the United States, you know, it's a privilege to be able to fly.
Right.
And it's something that's not accepted around the world. And so flying in the United States is something, the last bastion of aviation, where people can actually, you know, fly in uncontrolled airspace and enjoy that type of flight.
That's fascinating. I'd never really thought about that, it's easier to get a pilot's license here in the States than just about anywhere in the world, you even could.
It's cheaper to do that, and also there's more flight schools here, and the weather's better anyway.
And Chris, related to that ease, the minimum is 40 hours for a student to get his license as a private pilot. So 40 hours of instruction time. I'm sorry, 20 hours of instruction time, 20 hours solo. Mm-hmm. Some students do it in that. Some obviously take longer.
Sure.
That's the minimum. So when you look at the ease of entry, other than cost.
We're not talking a four-year degree
that's
here.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. No, it's much easier.
Just a few weeks, really, I guess.
If you're, if you're working hard.
Depends on who your instructor is. Maybe. I don't know.
That's right.
Well, that's fascinating. So, Terry, walk us through just briefly what you cover in flight school. When somebody's learning to fly and they don't know anything about flying other than having gotten on the commercial airliner, what do they need to learn?
Well, first of all, the students I get are varying ages. I get some that are just reaching 15 or 14 years of age.
Wow.
And they already made the decision they want to learn to fly and become an airline pilot. Now, technically, you have to be 17 to get your license.
Okay.
But you can take your written at 15.
Sure.
The written part of the exam. So I've got young people like that. I have people coming from all walks of life. I have professional people, surgeons, dental surgeons. I have ex-veterans coming back from Vietnam Wars, people that are retired who want to learn to fly. So they've all got different ways of looking at it, some different parts of their life. But generally, the first thing we do is take them up for the initial flight to make sure they're okay with it, because it looks good, you know,
sure,
to do that. But let's see, make sure they're not going to throw up in the plane. So we do that first of all. And then we go through a curriculum in building step by step, learning how to fly. And the three keynotes in aviation is that we talk about, you learn how to aviate first of all, then you learn how to navigate, and then you learn how to communicate. Trying to do three aspects at once is overwhelming. So what I do as an instructor is I break those three pieces out so they focus on the aviation first. Once they're happy keeping the plane level and straight and level,
right,
we start working on the navigating. And once they've mastered that, we talk about learning how to communicate. So it's really a progress in doing that. And typically, a student may take up to a year to get their license on a typical situation, because they're flying once or twice a week for about an hour. So,
well, so far we've kind of talked about the recreational aspect and the historical aspect of aviation here in South Carolina. But I've got a couple other sheets here that that talk about other aspects. The for example, the industrial impact that aviation has here in South Carolina, James. Boeing relatively recently, a couple of years, I think they've been here now.
They've been here over 10 now.
Over 10? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Am I that old? Oh, my goodness. I must be counting wrong. 10 years. Okay, fair enough.
Sure.
I'll accept your answer. 10 years that Boeing has been here now. Gosh, I got to look that up now. because I seem to remember having this, you know, not really a debate, but it was in the news of, you know, where was Boeing going to land, so to speak, no pun intended. You know, where were they going to put their new plant down? And it's down around Charleston area.
North Charleston.
Yeah. So 10 years now. Okay, happy anniversary to Boeing. They've been here. Other economic and industrial impacts.
Sure. So South Carolina, you know, I mentioned the 58 airports that we have that are publicly owned, public use. Last year, the Aeronautics Commission looked at those airports and did a study on the value or the economic impact of those airports. What resulted was a $16.3 billion estimate for the value of those airports, both on the airport and the multiplier effect of what types of businesses are benefiting from the airports being in those communities. So as we have businesses that operate on an airport, like Boeing,
sure.
What happens to the community when their employees go out in the community and live and things like that? The other thing we looked at was, like, for Terry's Airport, for the Spartanburg Downtown Airport, and even for Charleston International or GSP, as visitors come and go from one of our local airports, whether it's a general aviation airport or a commercial service airport, they're coming into our communities, they're spending dollars, sure. They're making investments in businesses here, or either they're just here for leisure and for fun, and they're spending money.
Well, and I know that tourism is a big deal. It's I think the top earner, for South Carolina. Yeah. And if people are traveling to the state, if they're not driving, then they're probably flying in, like you said, either into the general service airport or the commercial ones.
Right.
And that's bringing that impact. That's tourism impact.
That's right.
That's fantastic. We've also got companies like Lockheed here in the upstate.
That's right.
And I imagine, I think you kind of touched on it, lots of small businesses at local airports that do myriad things.
Sure.
Again, the one that I'm familiar with, the Greenville airports, there's a variety of service areas and things like that. There's a restaurant in the airport that, again, not necessarily aviation itself, but aviation related.
Sure. Yeah, here in the upstate, right. Well, in fact, right next door to your office here is GE. GE makes aerospace engines.
Absolutely.
And they get involved that way. You've got Lockheed Martin, you've got Honeywell and Greer, Champion Aerospace over in Liberty, and you've got a host of other small companies in Greenville and the surrounding communities that are involved in some way to aviation or aerospace in South Carolina.
In aviation. Aviation and aerospace is the fastest growing business in the country right now. You've got mechanics that keeps the airplanes flying. You've got pilots. You've got a numerous group of people that it takes to keep those airplanes transporting people from one place to another. And it for Boeing was mentioned. It takes approximately for every one employee in Boeing in Charleston, takes approximately five people outside of that to supply them with parts to put those jets together. That's just like in the upstate here, BMW.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people that's not employees of BMW. It takes a lot of people outside just to keep those people inside working.
Yeah. Subcontractors and subcontractors.
And stuff like that, you know. And it's huge in the state of South Carolina, and it's going to grow. And my objective is to do what I can to bring businesses, whether they be aviation oriented or whatever, to South Carolina. I'm talking with them on a continual basis, trying to get them to come to South Carolina and enjoy the things that I have, you know, over the years. You know, there's no prettier place in the country to fly than the upstate of South Carolina, you know. And we've got some of the prettiest mountains and lakes that there is in the world, and there's no better way to view those than looking out the window of an airplane, you know.
Fair enough.
And, you know, so I love what I do.
Well, it sounds like it. Now, you had mentioned earlier that that you coordinate and petition the South Carolina legislature for and advocate for the airports in at least in your district and in the state in general. Do you go the other direction at all? The federal government, obviously, the FAA is kind of, you know, over all of the pilots in one way or another in the country.
We usually speak with the FAA, and the Aeronautics Commission works very closely with the FAA on their funding, because that is where most of our funding comes from.
Fair enough.
Is from the federal government.
So when Terry mentioned his runway improvement project,
right,
his runway extension earlier, those monies that he used to extend that runway came from the federal government through the FAA, through grant systems that they have, through the state of South Carolina, through the State Aviation Fund, which is administered by the Aeronautics Commission, and then through his local community. So what would have cost him, you know, 100% out of pocket to have that done, because of the grant and aid programs that he has with the FAA and with the state, it only cost him 5 cents on the dollar out of his local budgets to make those things happen. So the Aeronautics Commission, part of our role, Chris, is to look after those 58 airports and to help them either with capital improvement products, and we might do that with the FAA, we might do that just with the state and the local community only. The other part of what we do is just airport maintenance improvements. So how can we help Terry take care of his runway, you know, keep grass from growing up in cracks, keep cracks sealed, stripes on the pavement, keep lights going, those types of things. That's what the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission does. One of the things I do want to get back to is the South Carolina Aeronautics Commission has a partner, and that's the South Carolina Aviation Association.
Right, which is actually where I got this calendar from.
Yes,
their website.
That group is the one that's putting together Aviation Week in South Carolina, and the whole objective of Aviation Week is for us to expound on the value of aviation in South Carolina, talk about the opportunities that our students in here in South Carolina, the opportunities they have in careers in aviation and aerospace, and then talk about what is the economic impact of our airports to our communities. That's the whole goal of South Carolina Aviation Week, and we've got a lot of great things happening. Skeets mentioned the careers, and
sure,
you had alluded to the jobs as well, but one of the things that I wanted to relay to the audience is that over the next 20 years, there's a shortage. Skeets mentioned the maintenance technicians. So we have not only maintenance technicians, you have pilots, you have cabin crew, so flight attendants and things like that have to help us when we're on board aircraft. Across the U.S. and really across the world, over the next 20 years, there's an unbelievable shortage of people retiring. Those that have come out of Vietnam, those that have come out of that era, are now retiring out of the professional system, the professional world. So who's going to come along behind us? And right now is a great time for students to get engaged with aviation or aerospace, so they can build airplanes, they can fly airplanes, they can maintain them. And one of the things that we all do in our own separate ways is talk to students about what are those options, what can a student do, what do they have to do to go from junior high to high school to college and then on.
Well, it sounds like there's a kind of a ready-made career for people who want to sort of pursue that, and especially with the emphasis that we put on STEAM subjects these days, the science, technology, engineering, and math, students are already getting that sort of exposure, you know, at a younger age, and so they'll be even more prepared to jump into an industry like that. Terry, before we run out of time, let's talk real quickly about the course of events on Thursday the 22nd during Aviation Week out at Spartanburg, the showcase at Spartanburg Airport.
Yeah, so we're going to begin about 10 o'clock, and it's going to be over about a four-hour period. We're going to be hosting Senator Tim Scott's going to be there giving out a few awards. One of the things that we're going to be talking about, obviously, as I mentioned before, is people coming in there for the first time, is making sure they understand there's a history at the airport here. There's a reason we're here. We're going to talk about the present. We're going to talk about things like opportunity zones, developing, increasing business at the airport. And also going to talk about the educational piece we've been talking about. One of the programs we've been working on recently is the Spartanburg Community Aviation Program, whereas we're taking six students right now from the local schools and putting them through like a six-week course on seeing what aspects of aviation they're interested in. That program itself, we'll be talking about that with the local Spartanburg Science Center. We're hoping to have the various people there to talk about other aspects of their business and just really showcase the airport, showcase the fact that aviation is an important aspect to the local businesses. And also, more importantly, that the airport and all the airports in South Carolina are publicly owned, basically, and they're a resource. And people can go out there and see them. As we begin this conversation today, there are many airports in South Carolina, yeah. and they're out there to be used. So let's make use of them.
If people want to attend on Thursday the 22nd, do they need to RSVP or just show up?
Just turn up. Just turn up.
Okay.
Yeah. Just turn up and just walk through the terminal building and see all the events going on, and they're more than welcome.
And I discovered earlier today that it's very easy to find your local airport just by going to your favorite search engine and typing in your county and then airport. So Spartanburg County Airport, Greenville County Airport, Pickens County Airport, whatever it is, just search for that, and chances are you'll find the correct website. Contact them and find out what they're doing for Aviation Week coming up the 18th, August 18th through the 24th. Terry Connerton, Airport Director out at Spartanburg Downtown, Skeets Cooper and James Stevens from the South Carolina Aeronautics Commissions have been my guests today. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for having
us. My pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.